at midnight, Paul Revere, having escaped from one British patrol and carried the warning to nearly every darkened farmhouse on his route, has now reached his objective, Lexington. He rides past the town's meeting house on Lexington Common and approaches Buckman Tavern. A short distance beyond, Revere reaches the parsonage of Reverend Jonas Clark. Reverend Clark and members of his family are asleep inside, as are his guests, Samuel Adams, John Hancock, Dorothy Quincy, Hancock's fiancée, and Lydia Hancock, his aunt. The house is guarded by Sergeant William Monroe and other members of the Lexington militia. As Revere's horse approaches and his voice rings out, Sergeant Monroe cautions him to be quiet. The family has gone to bed and does not wish to be disturbed. An irritated Revere replies, "Noise? You'll have noise enough before long. The regulars are coming out." Hearing the commotion, Reverend Clark opens his bedroom window and sticks his head outside. A moment later, John Hancock, recognizing Revere's voice, asks him to come inside. Revere asks about the other messenger rider sent by Dr. Joseph Warren and learns that William Dawes has not yet arrived. He informs Adams and Hancock of the British march and expresses concern for their safety. At 12:30 a.m., William Dawes arrives at the parsonage. He had made his way successfully past the British guards on Boston Neck. His route, entirely by land, was 4 miles longer than Revere's. Inside the Clark house, Dawes and Revere refresh themselves and decide to continue on to Concord, which is 6 miles away. On the road to Concord, Paul Revere and William Dawes are overtaken by a lone rider, Dr. Samuel Prescott of Concord. The doctor, who had been courting a young woman in Lexington, was on his way home for the evening. Once informed of the important news, he decides to join the men and help spread the alarm. At 1 a.m., a British patrol stops the men. Dawes and Prescott escape, but Revere is captured. After the officers learn the name of the well-known messenger rider, Major Edward Mitchell of the 5th Regiment of Foot holds a pistol to Revere's head and questions him. He learns that Revere has alarmed the country all the way from Boston. The patrol takes Revere and 4 other prisoners they had captured earlier back toward Lexington. Soon, shots ring out in the distance. The officers become frightened and decide to release 4 of their prisoners. As they approach the Lexington meeting house, more shots can be heard. The officers release Revere as well. At 2 a.m., Paul Revere is set free, but his horse is taken by one of the British officers.